Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I do want to say, hopefully you got a chance to, you know, on the second Blood Moon, you got a chance to take a look at it. And it's happening. It happened, all those things. And I got a chance also, you know, we talked about it on a program earlier about going to listen to the live broadcast coming from John Hagee out of El Paso.
GETV.
GETV. And it was pretty powerful. I mean, he brings in there, you know, we've been talking about, you know, 7 months to bury the dead, seven years to bury the weapon, burn the weapons, the Ezekiel 38 prophecy. And we've also been talking about Psalms 83 prophecy and how it's kind of coming into focus. And we had Pastor John Kilpatrick, you know, speaking on that week. We kind of spelled it all out and kind of brought it all home with, biblically with, Pastor John Kilpatrick out of Church of His Presence in Alabama. And, what John Hagee was saying, and, you can find out more go to VFNTV.com and look on the torch. We'll have everything available for you. But, Ezekiel 38 is coming. And it's coming quickly, and which means our Lord soon return. Of course, you know, everybody has their viewpoints of when they're going to get out of here, and all of a sudden, you know, some people have the rescue mentality. It's
right.
Like, before anything bad happens to me, God's going to come for all mankind.
Right.
That's not idolstrous at all, is it?
Yeah. Of course not.
You know, with what, 65% of the world population dying 1,918 years after the death of Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, which means that's New Testament, right? That's the church. That you just don't know. I mean, there's been suffering. There's suffering as we speak in the world. And the big thing, we just want to be ready. We want to be fruitful. We don't want to have an escapism mentality. We want to say to my last breath, which could be any moment, that I want to be faithful to you. And I just want to encourage to the Lord. And so that's what we want to encourage you with VFN-TV and Daily Radio Program is that. And it's brought to you, of course, by our sponsors. And by our partners just like you who partner with us on a regular basis and a minimum partnership of $9.95 a month, which helps bring this all to pass. That's, you get everything's available for you. You know, our program, special reports, green room, and everything we can make available to you is available to our partners who partner with us on a regular basis. Well, you know, the four blood moons, yes, they're happening. And the second one just happened. And by the way, the second blood moon represents the feast of Passover. I mean, you think about the Feast of Passover, that represents the time when death was coming over God's people. A cloud of death was coming over the earth, over Egypt. And if, in fact, you did what God said, you were obedient in applying, eating the whole lamb, and you applied the blood to the doorpost of your house, when this red, you know, possibly, you know, this death cloud came over, death angel came over Egypt, the firstborn of every family that did not have the blood applied to the doorpost of their house would die. I mean, think how important that is. It's like, well, somebody says, well, I got to put some blood on my doorpost. It's like, no, this is what Jesus did. Jesus became a sacrifice for us. That was a picture, a prophetic picture of what was to come. And God was showing us, if we apply the blood of Jesus to the doorpost of our heart, it's not that what's in our house is not a sin nature and not where we fail and make mistakes. It's the fact that when he comes over, he sees the blood of Jesus. When the death angel comes over you, your home, your family, and everybody that you introduce to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, he'll see the blood of Jesus. He won't see you. He won't see me. He won't see all of our sin and all the things that we've confessed to the Lord. He'll see the blood. He'll see the blood. Listen, these folks had a lot of issues in Israel at that time. There were so many issues. They carried him out in the wilderness, and you know, Moses left to go get a gallon of milk from the local store. No, he went to you know, the mountain just to get a few things taught with God. Comes back, everybody's naked, running around, dancing around a golden lamb,
right,
a golden whatever cow. And he asked the leader, "What happened?" "I don't know. It just jumped out the fire." I mean, they had issues.
Right.
This would be really encouraging to you. But because even the people with issues, even the people that had those kind of issues, when the blood was properly applied and they depended fully, the only hope for them in that household, The only hope for them was obedience to God and applying the blood of the lamb, the spotless, with no blemish lamb that they studied for 5 days, I believe, in their home before they even killed it and sacrificed it and put it on the doorpost. That was their only hope. The only hope that they had as Israel was not their, I got to get past this issue. Well, I mean, think about it. If we had to get past issues, I mean, John wouldn't have a chance.
No, I need Jesus.
You know, I always say that. Of course, I'm the one with the issues. Mm. Well, no, Pat. Anyway, so you look. Right. Yeah, and hey, we can talk about Chris now. Anyway, so.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, think about this. I mean, here's his death screaming and hollering of, you know, of Jews are screaming, or not Jews, but, you know, Egyptians are crying out and non-Jews are crying out because all of a sudden they go check on their firstborn child. Think about this. You have, you know, you may have 20 children. You may have 10. If you're in America, you have 1.5. No, but you imagine you have 5 children, but that first child you have was the one that you had all these hopes and dreams and
all these fantasies,
you know, but by the 10th one is like, okay, get some cereal. We're going to get out of here. Right. And not that's just the fact is it was unfair to put false expectations. You should not have done that. Anyway,
yeah,
so.
Pat, I mean, he's not going to play for the Saints. It just gets in.
Right? All right. But he does wear the jersey.
Oh, yeah, he does.
That's right. That's right.
And so, with that, you're walking around, all of a sudden it's like your firstborn died too. I mean, think about it. Your firstborn died too. He died. He died. All of a sudden, it's like, oh my goodness, people are dying everywhere. But then the people who put the blood on the doorpost of their houses, they were like, everybody here? Like the Waltons. Good night, John Boy. Well, you're waiting to see. John Boy was the oldest one. Are you alive,
I
John
like
Boy?
That show. I like that show.
Anyway,
I liked it.
Yeah,
right.
Wow.
I know.
Hey, man.
It's okay. True. He's honest.
Hey,
he is honest.
I liked it.
He is
man?
Honest. And so Mary Ellen had issues. No, by the way. But the blood was probably applied. No, so they, and so think about it. Their total dependency was the only reason that their firstborn was not going to die was because they obeyed God in applying the blood to their house. He says, no, he says, don't you understand that you're the house of God? You're the temple of God, that God's building us into a spiritual habitation. So we is applying the blood to our lives. Yeah, man, God works out a sanctification in our life where, you know, I'm not where I'm going to be, but thank God I ain't where I used to be, but you're not getting more saved. You're just, God's working things in and out of your life. But if the blood is applied to your life, when the judgment day comes, when the time comes for death to have its rule over mankind, it won't have its rule over you because Jesus took the key to death, hell, and the grave. And so that's what this feast of Passover, you know, represents. And it's, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, all these 4 blood moons represent, you know, what's taking place, you know, at large prophetically. But understand, for those that are in the church, those who are believers in Jesus Christ, who are the church, that understand that it will pass over, that death will not have any reign over you. And if you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you need to apply the blood of Christ to your life. You need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. So I want to encourage you, today is the day to do that. We have a simple way that we shared some of our testimonies here at meetmyfather.org. You know, you've got to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. You can do that by going to meetmyfather.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.